Even though.
I'm highly intelligent.
I'm highly intelligent.
And I'm responsible.
And
I'm a very good person.
I'm a very good person.
I feel like being mean.
I feel like being mean.
Spiteful.
Spiteful.
Childish.
Childish.
And if it would give me what I wanted,
give me what I wanted,
I'd actually make it happen.
I'd actually make it happen.
And she better be right.
She better be right.
Cursing him.
Cursing him.
In my mind.
In my mind.
Does not feel good.
Does not feel good.
I want to feel good.
I want to feel good.
And I don't feel good.
And I don't feel good.
Even when I picture.
Even when I picture.
Flat tires.
Flat tires.
Big scratch on his car.
Big scratch on his car.
I don't really feel good.
I don't really feel good.
And the truth is.
And the truth is. I
want to feel good.
I want to feel good.
And even though there's a part of me.
Even though there's a part of me.
Believing.
Believing.
That if all his hair fell out.
If all his hair fell out.
I would feel better.
I would feel better.
The truth is.
The truth is.
I want
to remember
me.
Me.
No. That's not my MO.
That's not my MO.
I'm always in service.
I'm always committed.
Obligated.
Responsible.
To make it good.
For someone else.
That's what I was taught. And the more I grow. The more I learn. I'm in this horrible place. Where they get to be the jerks. I do all the work. And I'm stuck in the unhappy. Martyr syndrome.
How did that happen to me?
Oh my God.
I'm my mother.
That wasn't supposed to happen to me.
That jerk
is responsible for how I feel.
Oh my God.
I'm my parents.
They've taught me.
I'm responsible.
My life,
who I am. Creates how they feel.
And it's not fair.
And it's not right.
And
if I don't hurry and heal this, for them and for me, I'm going to be surrounded
by selfish.
Rewarded and undeserving
jerks.
And I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of it.
I want my power back.
I
want to be responsible for my own emotions.
No matter what's happening around me.
No matter what's unfair.
No matter who's a jerk.
No matter who's successful.
I cannot reach this place.
I really want to reach this place.
Can't do it.
I've been taught my entire life.
It's a generational thing.
What I do
creates their happiness.
Their pride.
Or their sadness.
I don't know how to be responsible.
For my own emotions.
I give my power away. Because that's what we do in my family.
That's what we do in my country.
That's what my DNA tells me.
That they
control how I feel.
And the truth is,
I do want his hair to fall out.
I want him to be forgetful.
And get fired 10 times.
All in the same morning.
And even thinking that,
I don't feel better.
Because he's not the problem.
My inability
to feel good.
Just being me
and give everyone else permission
to be responsible for their emotions
just won't work.
Now my parents are older.
I feel more obligation.
More responsibility.
And clients pay me money.
They expect me to make them feel better.
My whole career choice
is
about a lot of responsibility.
And the truth is,
there's only so much I can do.
I am not responsible
for someone else's feelings.
For someone else's feelings.
I'm not responsible.
I'm not responsible.
To take my cues.
My cues.
From their life.
From their life.
Their actions.
Their actions.
Their success.
Their success.
Their failure.
Their failure.
This belief,
this genetic coding,
here I am,
in this lifetime,
ready to shift it.
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not at all.
No, not at all.
Why can't he just get fired?
Leave the building.
Then I can go back to my business. And hire another one. Because I do it consistently. This is really happening to me.
This is really happening to me.
I give and give.
And I keep believing.
I will receive in return.
Validation and approval.
And it's not coming.
Because my parents didn't learn.
To give that.
Freely.
Openly.
It's
just not done.
And they can't give.
What they never receive.
And it really stinks.
That I got to learn this big one.
On my own.
I'm ready to give.
Freedom.
From my emotions. To everyone else.
My sister.
She can be self-centered.
It's true.
So can I.
My sister.
Can be totally self-centered. And I love her anyway.
My parents
aren't always happy.
Sometimes
I'm not either.
And I love them.
And I desire
to be responsible
and care for them.
And
I give myself permission
to
do it all at a new level. To accept my humanness
and realize
their disappointment,
their filters,
their paradigm.
Has nothing to do with me.
I can give and give and give.
They're
going to die anyway.
They're never going to give me
what they don't have.
Total acceptance
and total responsibility
for their own feelings.
My parents believe
as their parents believe
as their parents believe
and their parents before them.
That what others think,
say,
do,
look like,
come across as,
controls how they feel,
which is a tough life to live
on an earth
that never promised us fairness.
This is really happening to me.
I'm in a place
at a consciousness level
to shift this.
And yet everything in my body,
everything in my memories,
everything in my DNA
says I can't.
I'm seeking
to set this jerk free now.
To let him have great success.
Even though I'll never like him.
I just refuse.
I'm not going to like him.
He should have worked harder.
Been more honest.
More responsible.
I think I've heard that before.
Directed at me.
Whatever I'm holding.
Whatever I can't release.
Whether it's mine or my parents.
Or their parents.
Or our cultures.
I'm seeking to create
a new level
of consciousness.
That sets me free.
He didn't do a good job for me.
And I've taken responsibility for that.
He didn't do a good job for me at all.
And now he's like magic
for the other people.
I forgive myself
for seeking validation,
for seeking approval
from someone I don't even like.
I set him free to be successful.
I don't have to like him.
I'm never going to get the apology.
That I desire.
I give myself permission
to bring all my focus and attention
back to me. I'm learning.
I will have great health.
I keep getting closer.
I am.
Healing this paradigm.
For many generations.
It is not just my parents.
It's millions of us.
Taught. That we're responsible.
That we're to blame.
And if I'm responsible for their emotions,
my human mind
has created the paradigm
that other people
are responsible for me.
I'm
healing that now.
I
wonder why I signed up for something so darn big. And I can see in my lifetime.
I'm playing a big game
about validation,
about approval,
about learning my self-worth,
even when I'm surrounded
by people who want more than I can possibly give.
Even my profession.
I can't make it all right
for
the people who are struggling.
I can do a lot of good.
But I can't fix it all.
It's not my job to fix it all.
It's not my job
to make it fair.
It is my job
to bring my focus and attention
back to me.
Wouldn't it be lovely
if this tapping
was on steroids
and I could
wish him great success.
Feel that vibration
and
bring it into my office.
I deserve
that level of help.
And I'm ready
to receive it.
Oh, I don't want him back.
Never going to like him.
Still want his hair to fall out.
And other things.
I'm ready
to allow myself
success.
Even when.
Not everyone
is happy with me.
And that's what's getting me.
How can he be successful
when I'm so disappointed?
I'd like to give myself permission
for outrageous success.
Even though
I wasn't quite
what they wanted.
I give myself permission
to embrace the uniqueness of me.
To live the magnitude of me.
And release all attachment
to the feeling of responsibility
of how others
perceive me,
judge me,
relate to me,
step into my own power.
I accept me.
It's a hard thing to do.
I choose it anyway.
And I set him free.
I'd like to set him free.
After all.
If someone like that
can have such big success,
how hard could it be for me?
How hard could it be for me?
I give myself permission.
To play an even bigger game.
I'm never going to be everything to everyone.
Even my sister.
She can love and appreciate me.
And then cold shoulder me the next day.
Humans.
They change all the time.
I can't win.
I can't win.
I'm never gonna win.
Not everyone's gonna adore me.
Appreciate me.
See my intelligence.
Admire me.
I give myself permission.
To live my highest potential.
Anyway.
Okay, big deep breath.
And I want other parts of him to fall off too. That was brilliant. That was great. I can't say I followed some of the time every place you were going, but I think I got it, and it was just beautiful. You were hitting stuff. That's great. Like I never even connected it with like how I have my parents feel like I'm responsible for their happiness and their feelings. I didn't make that connection, you know. and you brought it back to our culture and everything, you know?
And it is very strong in your culture, but it's strong in our culture too. Think of this, when you're a little kid in school and the teacher says, "You're giving me a headache."
Right.
No, you're not. Or what about your parents? They say, "You make me so mad." That is not really the truth.
I'm really disappointed with you.
Yeah, and we've been taught our entire earthly lives that we trigger other people's emotions. So, of course, we believe that other people trigger ours. It's a tricky thing as a parent. Sometimes it comes out like this. Even though you're not responsible for how I feel, right now I'm mortified, you know? Or I'm very proud. You know, even when I'm really proud of my children, I tell them, you know, you are not responsible for my emotions, but I am just beaming with pride right now over your actions. But I want them to know that their actions are not tied into my emotions. I'm responsible for how I feel. It's a tricky thing, though. We're not taught that.